WNTN Radio Boston, welcome back to my show Italy Echo, the only bilingual show in the greater Boston area. This is your host, Viviana Dragani, and today we're going to talk about a revolutionary tool. It's called Real-Time Voice Analyzer, and it's a new mobile health app revolutionizing COVID screening using advanced artificial intelligence to non-invasively detect respiratory viruses with voice biomarkers. And today, I have the pleasure to host the CEO, Tim Flatt. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So we are all very curious about this new app. And this looks like a real revolution, but is there scientific research to support this new kind of screening? And has there been clinical studies?
Yes. So first of all, when you said everything there, it was quite a mouthful because it sounds very complicated. But just to simplify it, you can use a mobile app to detect COVID through screening with just your the sound of your voice. And as far as the research goes, this was headed by Dr. Rita Singh from Carnegie Mellon University. And she was one of the pioneers of this, of studying this here. And since that time, not only has her university done significant lab research, but in your city, there's been lab research done that has proven it as well, scientific research at both MIT and at Cambridge, as well as Yale School of Medicine. There's been a Amsterdam University that has done the same thing. So the science is proven. The question has always been, how do you deliver it? All right. And what the science says is this. It says that you can detect a virus on someone's vocal fold by the sound of their voice.
Wow, that sounds incredible. And I am a vocalist, so I'm very interested about this because I'm very sensitive to the sound of my voice. So I downloaded the app and I will try it as soon as possible. So my second question for you is, who is the target audience?
You know, that's kind of a hard situation. I've been in a business for a lot of years and I've always been involved in niche businesses. And you always know who your market is because in a niche business, you can identify them very easily. In this business, it's kind of hard because you really can see that everybody could use this tool. It could be used by companies. It could be used by events that want to have people check. It could be used by schools. It could be used by the government. It could be used by all sorts of individuals who just want to make sure that they don't spread COVID. All right. And so it could be used by a lot of different people. And so we're still figuring out who the niche is. And that's why I'm doing interviews and getting out there and talking with people to help us find out naturally and organically who is most attracted to our app.
Terrific. And are test results kept private?
Yes, 100% private. You're the only one. By logging into your app, you can see your results. We don't even store your results connected to you in any way, shape, or form. And so there's no way that those can be shared. And we have a great company with a tremendous security system that we work with that uses a number of the Fortune 400, 500 companies use to protect their data. And we run everything through their company. And then once the test is determined, we don't store the data connected to you in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you, Tim. And we officially entered the flu season as well. Can this test detect the flu?
Well, so we know the technology is going to continue to get better and better. And so ultimately what happens is there's an algorithm that's developed, and the algorithm is developed that detects the virus, and it's specifically designed for the COVID virus. Though it does pick up other coronaviruses, it picks up some of the flu viruses and it picks up some of the common cold, all of which are respiratory respiratory viruses that are transmittable. Okay, they're contagious. And so that's what it focuses on. And so, yes, it does. It does make a difference on a flu. I wouldn't say it gets every flu at this point here. They're going to continue to develop that. And one of the great things about this product is that you can go back and look, and you'll see articles from around the world, Spain and Netherlands and in New York. They've been talking about this technology since 2020, and everybody's talking about how far it is down the road to deliver it. Well, we were fortunate enough to get out there and get clinical studies done in India and the Philippines and the US to be able to get the data to make sure we got our algorithm in right, or Dr. Singh and her team got the algorithm right. And then they use AI to apply the algorithm to the voice sound. And that's how they determine whether or not you're detected to have a virus or not.
Very interesting. And what does a negative result mean? And what do I do if I get a positive result?
Okay, so the negative result, the most important thing is our device is designed, or our tool is designed to let you screen and get a peace of mind. So what you're really looking for when you take it is you'd love to get a negative, of course. And if you get a negative, it is 99.1% negative predictability, which means that 99.1% certainty that you do not have COVID. And so that's great, because if you get that result, then you know that you're not going to be out there spreading the disease. And on the other side of it, if you get a positive result, that's a little bit different. The positive result is 94.7% accurate. And so you're going to say, well, wait, that's 5% false positives. But keep in mind that the rapid tests out there are in the 80%. So it's a much more accurate than the rapid tests. And what you're going to see is that if you get a positive, then the first thing we recommend is drink a glass of water, wait 20 minutes, and then take the test again. And the reason we do that is because if you're going to be in a situation where let's just say you're going to take your blood pressure and you sit down to take your blood pressure. But what if you just run up 10 flights of stairs and you take your blood pressure? Well, that's going to impact your blood pressure results. So it's the same way with any kind of screening tool like that, where you're self-administering it. You could have things. So a lot of people, if you take it first thing in the morning, they might find sometimes that they come up with a positive and 30 minutes later they take it and it's negative. But that's because being completely dried out in your vocal cords distorts it. So that's the first thing, is you want to make sure. Then if you get it, a second positive, you have all sorts of things. Now, remember, we're not designed to diagnose or treat or cure. We're designed to screen, to give you some the next step. So now you know, okay, something's not right. Well, you could say, I'm going to take a day off. You could say, I'm not going to go see grandma. Or you might just say, I'm going to go get a COVID test and go through a nasal swab and go through all that. But you might decide to do that, or you might go see your doctor. So it really comes up to you. It gives you an idea, depending on what your symptoms you're feeling, how you're feeling, what you do at that next point.
Very, very interesting. And how does the complementary test program work?
Oh, that's really a fantastic program. So if you sign up between now and November 10th, and we may extend it between now and November 10th for sure, when you sign up, you get 10 free tests. You can use those in the first 30 days, and then you get one test every month for the next year. So a total of 21 free tests. But here's the great thing about it. It's not a free offer where when you sit down and do the offer, you have to put your credit card in or some sort of financial information. It's really a free offer. We just want you to come in. We want you to try it. We figure if you like the test, if you like what we're offering, then you'll come back. We'll have earned your business. You'll come back and you'll make a purchase. But and by the way, if you're going to end up making a purchase, right now, our tests are all under $1 a piece. Our screening tests are less, $1 or less. And so it's not expensive compared to what you'd pay for a test at Walgreens or Walmart. So it's very, very cost effective. And the free offer is 100% free. We have no way to charge you. You use it, you like it, you come back and you purchase.
Thank you so much, Tim. And can someone use the same link to share with an organization?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of people that are doing that right now. They get it, they like it, and they just say, hey, I'm going to send it to all my friends at church, or all my friends on my team or in my orchestra or whatever it might be. Because, you know, the people you're around are the ones who are going to spread the virus, right? So you really like everybody to be protected. It's almost like an electronic mobile app wall. If you have your group using this and making sure that nobody is passing the diseases around.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.